What's up, guys? Tony Hustle here. Today I have another update because I've been thinking quite a bit about what I want to do with this channel, this whole Tony Hustle platform. So there's going to be a few changes, and I'm basically locking down further. And it's going to be exciting, obviously, for those that are, you know, paying for the value. It's going to be really demotivating for those that are not paying, obviously. But to be honest, like, the reason I'm doing this, and I'll explain what it is that I'm doing, is that, you know, I need to, I want to do something that is right for the people that are actually, you know, following, putting in the work, you know, getting the products, like the real followers. And I'm really, you know, opposed to the leeches and the haters, and I just don't want to give them anything. So over the years I've been struggling finding a platform. For those of you that know me for longer, you know, I've been struggling with Vimeo, took me down, and YouTube got really weird, and, you know, other platforms gave me trouble, were expensive, like Kajabi. So I never quite found sort of a balance where I can have my free content, and I can have my podcasts, and I can have my videos, and all of that is really, really complicated if you're getting into this. And then you get like guys going and copying your stuff and putting it somewhere and ripping off your books and all that kind of stuff. You know, it's not a big secret. You know, obviously the quality is never going to be the same, but some people, especially the cheap ones, they just don't care, and they'll do whatever it takes, you know, to basically screw you over. And I don't want to support that. I don't like these people. I'm not frustrated with them, but for me this is basically a problem. And I, you know, when I see problems, then I think of solutions, and I think that's the best way to create, you know, a business. That's how, I guess, Zuckerberg created Facebook, because he wanted to meet girls. That's how the Google guys created Google, because they wanted a better search engine, and so on and so forth. You'll find a million examples. So one good way of starting a business is to find a problem that you have and then solve it. And so my problem is around getting a platform, a media platform that offers me everything that I want, from free content to blogs to books to podcasts. And also, you know, the music. I know a lot of guys are following me because they like the music that I'm putting out. With YouTube, I can't do that, because as soon as I put, you know, branded music out, rightfully so, as soon as I do that, you know, they stop the monetization, or they give me all kinds of, you know, geography restrictions. So plenty of frustrations, and I'm not going to go through all of them. Some are copyright, some are just not having the right platform. And I thought about it for a while, and it is something that's frustrating. I'm sure I'm not the only person. And so I decided, you know, after a year of coding, that I think I can do something. I think I have the skill now to build something that I find personally, you know, amazing. And whether other people find it amazing, that's a different story. But I want something that, you know, allows me to really customize all of the content and protect the copyright, and, you know, have it across content types, i.e. podcasts, you know, blogs, audio, maybe later video too. That's a bit more complicated because the hosting is quite expensive. But other than that, you know, I think I can make a platform that's really amazing, and also merges free and paid content. And that's what I'm building now. And for that reason, you're not going to hear any, you know, new podcasts coming out for a while, because I first want to build that and hold back the content that I haven't published, and then I put that on that new platform, okay? And on that new platform, you will see there will be amazing options how you can access that content, and it will be vastly superior to what I have. Videos will not be on that platform for the hosting costs, but maybe I'll figure that out another time. But everything else will be on there, and it will be better. And for that reason, I'm not putting out podcasts at the moment. I think within 3, 4, maybe 2 weeks, I can have something that's workable. I've already started, already done, you know, for the guys who are on the slack.com VIP channel. By the way, link in the description. It's only $833 a month and you get, you know, really a superior group of people sharing really in-depth information, and on there I share all the progress. So if you're wondering, you know, what happened to the Slack channel, obviously that's what happened. So we have around 10 people or so on there, so that's pretty good. $100 a year is nothing for the value you get. You should have seen the value people got from it during the bootcamp. It was just amazing, the live updates and so on. That aside, once the platform that I'm talking about is out, there will be very nice options for people to access material that hasn't been published. And by the way, in the meanwhile, I have been writing stuff every morning, basically, for quite a while now, just because I enjoy writing and I missed writing. So, you know, I use it as a kind of a mental exercise to digest what I want to digest. And at the same time, why not put it out? So I've been writing something that I call Tony's Notes, okay? Short essays that I've been putting together, and you know, they're somewhere between 1,000 and maybe 3,000 words or something like that. I've been writing plenty of those, maybe 15 or 20 so far. That's all ready, and I've also written other stuff in other, you know, notes that I have flying around, and I've other podcast ideas. And there's a bunch of music I've been listening to that I also want to put out and give to everybody. So yeah, long story short is you're gonna have to stick it out for a while and just hang in there. And once that platform is up and running, and I don't want it to be perfect, but I want it to be a working model, then, you know, there will be new podcasts coming out, or new material in general. By the way, one thing that I will do once I'm on that platform, once I have that platform, I will further delay what's going to be pushed out to YouTube and any other, even on that platform, the publicly available part of my stuff, the free stuff, will be further delayed. So it will be probably 3 months delay between the people that pay that can access the stuff and the people that get the smaller versions for free. And I will further constrain the smaller versions. The podcasts that you will be able to listen to will be a lot shorter. They won't be 10 minutes. They will be snippets, literally. So you just get the gist, you just get the broad idea. And if you want to really get that podcast, you're going to have to pay for it or subscribe, and you will see exactly what I mean, you know, when I say pay or subscribe. It will be, yeah, I don't want to talk about it right now, but I will give you plenty of options there. So it's pretty cool. I like it. I'll probably turn the free podcast more into a weekly update where I talk about what's been going on. And then the actual meaty seduction stuff that I know that you guys want to get your little dirty hands on, they're going to be obviously in the paid version. And you will be able to read all of the material that I'm putting out, but you'll only be able to read again the beginning. It's natural, it's normal, you know. You gotta keep the haters down, gotta keep the leeches down, and gotta really give material to the people that deserve it, that put in the hard work, the effort, and then understand how much work it is. So look, guys, I hope, and also just to sum it up, this podcast, this platform is not only going to be obviously about game, it will be about everything, about life in general, about my observations. So it will be broader than just game, but there will be a focus on game as well. So there will be nothing that you'll be disappointed about. Anyway, I think it makes all sense. It's real fun to build this platform. Took me long enough to learn how to build this kind of stuff, and now I think I'm good enough to do it, so I'll give it a try. It's way more complicated than what I've done in the past, so let's see how that goes. Anyway, that was a quick 10-minute update. Get used to it, because that's what you're going to be hearing in a shorter version, unless you are a VIP subscriber or paying for stuff, as you should. So with that, have a great weekend. Peace out.